This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has approved the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the decision taken in the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said students will be eligible to get collateral-free loans to pursue higher education. He said the scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the government also approved infusion of equity of 10,700 crore rupees for Food Corporation of India. He said this is a significant step towards enhancing the operational capabilities of FCI. Republican candidate Donald Trump has secured a decisive victory in the 2024 United States presidential election, defeating Democrat Kamala Harris. In a fiercely competitive race, Mr. Trump surpassed the necessary 270 electoral votes, winning key battleground states, including Pennsylvania and Georgia. In addition to the presidential win, the Republican Party made gains in the Congress, reclaiming control of the Senate with victories in Ohio and West Virginia. Ms. Harris, despite victories in New Hampshire, Virginia, and Nebraska's 2nd District, was unable to overcome Trump's dominance in crucial states. With the race officially decided, Trump now turns his focus to his second term, signaling major changes for the future of the U.S. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory in the U.S. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, as Mr. Trump builds on the successes of his previous term, he is looking forward to renewing the collaboration to further strengthen the India-U.S. comprehensive global and strategic partnership. The Prime Minister called upon Mr. Trump to work together for the betterment of the people of India and the U.S. and to promote global peace, stability and prosperity. In Jharkhand, leaders of the NDA and Inda Bloc have intensified their campaigning in favour of their party candidates. Accusing Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and the Congress, the Jharkhand BJP Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said both parties cheated the people of the state by making false promises. On the other hand, while addressing an election meeting at Chota Nagra in Jagannathpur Assembly constituency, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP of conspiring to dethrone him. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and CPI-ML are also addressing rallies in different parts of the state. Political activities are also in full swing across the state of Maharashtra as it heads to the polls in 15 days. Senior leaders from all political parties are striving to garner support from voters. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly today passed a resolution seeking special status and constitutional guarantees for the Union Territory. Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Kumar Chaudhary moved a resolution that seeks to reaffirm the importance of the special status and constitutional guarantees, which, as per the resolution, safeguarded the identity, culture and rights of Jammu and Kashmir. Sri Lanka's Election Commissioner General Saman Sri Ratanayake has confirmed that preparations for the general elections on the 14th of November are well underway. Mr. Ratanayake expressed confidence that the 1.7 million voters would cast their votes on the polling day without any hassle. The general elections are scheduled 11 months ahead of the scheduled completion of the tenure of the outgoing parliament. Earlier, President Anuradhakumara Dissanayake had dissolved the parliament after assuming office in September this year. The Indian Premier League's 2025 mega auction will take place in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, November the 24th and 25th. The event scheduled at the Abadi Al Johar Arena or Benchmark Arena. A total of 1,574 players have registered for the auction, comprising 1,165 Indian and 409 international cricketers. In tennis, Marseille opened the quarterfinal match between Indian-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary-Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral and top seed pair, Mexican-French pair, is underway at 5-5 in Metz, France. And with that, we end this news bulletin.